Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ramco Cements Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Srivastava from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, we welcome you all to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call with the management of Ramco Cements. We have with us from the management Mr. C.R. V. Raja, MD, Mr. A.V. Ramakrishnan, CEO, and Mr. S. Vaidyanathan, CFO. We would like to start the call with the opening remarks from the management, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody, and I warmly welcome you all to the earnings call of Ramco Cements to discuss the unaudited results of Q2 FY23. Thank you for taking the time to join us for this call, and I'm sure all of you have already seen our results, and I'd like to highlight a few of our performances. We'll start with the highlights of our performance, the second quarter. Our revenue increased year-on-year from 1,500 crores to 1,700 crores for the quarter ended financial year 2023. EBITDA has dropped year-on-year from rupees 402 crores to 193 crores, and EBITDA per ton stood at 582 tons, which is one of the lowest in the last eight years. Profit after tax stood at rupees 11 crores during the quarter. The main reason for the drop in profitability in the current quarter is due to the margin pressure in view of drop in cement prices amid higher fuel prices. The business environment continued to be uncertain due to rapidly changing economic environment in view of prevailing stress in geopolitical situation across the globe. This has put a strain on the fuel costs due to its high volatility. Usually, the short-term visibility of the business appears much more clear, but this time it is the other way around. This situation may continue for a few quarters considering the prevailing uncertainties. However, we are optimistic about long-term prospects and opportunities in this business. In spite of all such challenges, we continue to keep our focus firm on critical business parameters such as improvement of EBITDA per ton, premiumization of our products, productivity increase, pricing, and a lot of emphasis on R&D, and completion of all our capacity expansions which we had initiated before the challenging times started. We are more committed to continue our good efforts to do a much better job going forward. Now, let me give you a market scenario and outlook. The current demand for cement is good in the individual house builder markets as well as the infrastructure segments thanks to improving economic activities after the pandemic amid easing of supply chain bottlenecks. The resilience of cement demand in the medium term is also encouraging in view of promising factors like good monsoon, good water levels in the reservoirs, focus on infra spend by the government, and the upcoming elections. Having said that, with the continuing consolidation in the cement industry coupled with increased addition of fresh capacity could lead to increased appetite for market share among players, which may put pressure on margins in the near future, especially due to the uncertainty in fuel prices. Though there was some respite in the spot CIF prices of petcoke in August and September, the spot prices again sharply increased in October 2022. Any further surge and pet coke prices could affect margins adversely in coming quarters. The continuing volatility in fuel prices, faster rupee depreciation, hardening interest rates are worrisome factors. We remain watchful on these parameters. Now let me also give you the status update of our expansion plans. The greenfield cement plant in Kolimigundla, Kurnool district, with a capacity of 1.5 million tons of cement grinding, commenced commercial production on September 22. The Honorable Chief Minister of AP, Sri Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, inaugurated the operations of the unit. The modernization of our R.R. Nagar plant will be commissioned before March 23. With regard to expansion of dry mortar capacities, two units of Tamil Nadu are ready for commissioning and market trials for products are in progress. The remaining two units in AP and Orissa will be commissioned during the financial year 2023-24. The company's proposal to increase the grinding capacity of Haridaspur plant in Orissa by 0.9 million tons per annum at a cost of only 130 crores rupees, since other infrastructures are already in place, thereby doubling its capacity to 1.8 million tons per annum. During the current quarter, the company has incurred ₹504 crores towards capex. The company's net debt as on 39/22 is 4,700 crores. The average cost of interest borrowing for the current quarter has increased to 6.42% from 5.47% the corresponding previous quarter. This is a brief update on the performance this quarter and the situation in the company. We are now open to take your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Before asking questions on operational aspect, I want to first understand on the date and the capex front. So the date in last 6 months has increased by close to 2,000 crores. And now this year also we are planning to do a capex of 1,717 crore, and next year also the capex will be 892 crore. So how do we, first of all, why such a significant increase in capex in this year? Because last quarter we guided a 850 crore capex. So with this, how do we see our net debt by FY23 and FY24?
See, the capex has gone up because in the Kurnool plant, even for second line, we made many things preparatory work. We have done that so that when we put up the second plant, the cost of putting up the plant will be very, very cheap. Take for example Orissa. So the first line costed around 700 crores, the second 1 million ton we are going to put only 130 crores. So while putting up the second line, we thought many of the silos, many of the common facilities we created now itself, so that we can for the second line, since already EC is in place, while taking second line, we want to have the commissioning time very less and we can go for the production earliest. That is the main reason. And the increase in this one, okay, see, the last two quarters, the cash flow is little affected on account of cost increase, which we not anticipated. And third and fourth quarter, third quarter definitely we expect a good cash flow. Fourth quarter, we are ready to see. So there may not be significant increase in the cost of increase in borrowing in the third and fourth quarter.
Okay. Okay. So broadly, we can see the same level of.
Also, sorry, and also the working capital also has gone up because for the same volume of petcoke, now the price is three times. See, I have to. That working capital also gone up because of the increase in value rather than volume.
So we broadly expect the current 4,700 crore net debt to remain by end of March.
Yeah.
Okay. Second, on the Odisha 0.9 MT, the new one that we have said today, when the commissioning will be there, COD will be expected by?
Maybe maximum 12 months from now. Yeah, we want to commission before 9 months because already civil work has been commenced and also we have placed orders for the equipment. And 9 to 12 months it will be commissioned.
Okay. So,
this is only commissioning of the equipment, all other infrastructure is available. That is why we are confidently we are telling we can commission in 9 to 12 months.
Okay. Now on the operational aspects, first in terms of the pricing, so post September, where and how much, if you can specify in terms of the state wise, how much price increase we have taken?
See, Tamil Nadu, the price has gone up by almost 15 to 20 rupees in the month of October. November also we announced some price increase, but we are yet to see the market. Andhra Pradesh, there is no price increase in the month of October. Kerala, there is a price increase of 25 to 30 rupees. Now another 15 rupees we increase in the month of November. Karnataka increased the price by 20-25 rupees and we increase the price by 5 to 10 rupees now. Orissa, the prices are already very bad and we increase the price by 10-15 rupees. The prices are in the month of October was only 270 to 275. So in the month of October, we increase the price by 40-45 rupees, but only 10 to 15 rupees we are able to hold. Again, I'm telling you, this is the price. You have to, when you see the realization, you have to reduce the GST portion. West Bengal also, the price is around 310 to 315. In the month of September, the month of October, 10 to 15 rupees, we are able to increase the price. Now we are attempting another price increase of 10 rupees.
Okay, good to hear that. So now on the costing front, how do... No issues. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. If time permits, you can come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Nitin Arora from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Going back to the CAPEX increase, if I remember correctly, Q4...
Interrupt, Mr. Arora. Sir, we are not able to hear you clearly.
We can hear.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, just on the CAPEX part, you gave your reasoning of preparatory work at Kurnool. But Q4, we guided for some 700 crores. Last Q1 call... you said that, okay, let me take the capex higher to 900, 850-900, and suddenly you double that capex because of the preparatory work you've done at the Kurnool plant. But I'm assuming these forecasts, what you do, would not be a function of 15-20 days decision, right? I mean, that preparatory work or whether the Kurnool has to expand, you would have taken that call 6 months back. Can you explain?
It's not 15 days, it's not increase. You should also be very sarcastic. See, when you ask the question, you should also ask reasonably. It is not 15 days, the cost has not gone up. See, also, see, whenever the work is going on, see, immediately we are taking the L&T to go ahead with some other work. Because, we have to see, when the competition is picking up, when others are consolidating, we should also consolidate in a little faster pace rather than going a little slow. So don't think that we don't know how to plan it. See, we also have good plans on all these things. See, sometimes, when the big players are coming, we should also prepare to face the challenges.
So my question is not on the planning. What I'm trying to ask you is that competition will further increase, right? In our industry, competition never goes down. right? As you all always told us, and we have learned from you, that competition is something will always be there in the system. I need to work on the viability of the project. Now, even you talked about a Maharashtra expansion. So would that come in next quarter announcement, or how we should look at it, that this is the sacrosanct number?
Yeah, Maharashtra expansion, whenever I finalize that, it will come. See, for example, Orissa, okay. I have not told you before because it will be finalized with board. Without that, I can't inform you. And you should also understand that I can inform you people unless it is approved by the board also.
Okay.
See, based on the board's approval on particular date, I can give you the capex plan. Okay, today my board has approved, please go ahead. Because they were putting on hold, okay, let us see the market. Now the demand is good.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen first quarter we have grown by 42-44%. Second quarter also we have shown one of the highest growth of 22%. And the Orissa already we achieved 100% capacitation. Now there is a good demand for our product. So today board say, please don't wait, please go ahead with the project. See, then I have included that. Means, okay, that Orissa already given advance the contractors. And all these things, that will come only now. Only after that, only I can report. Before that, I can't report. So you should also appreciate certain things. I can't say certain things without approval of my board also.
And sir, whenever my
board approves my Maharashtra project or my Karnataka project, definitely will keep informed.
I got your answer, sir. Can I go for the second question?
Yeah.
So what is the primary reason for the working capital increase? Because I remember whether in the last two quarters you were saying that you had inventory of low fuel cost. Fuel cost would not hit us so much as compared to the industry. It throws light on how the fuel cost of an export quarter.
Yeah, now, see, yes, as you rightly told, we were having very low inventory in this one. Now, the lot of uncertainties are coming up, so I have built up my inventory. See, for example, when the prices were little downward trend, we thought we can wait some more time. See, for example, see, the prices were $180, $190. Then suddenly drops to $160. Then last week again gone up to $185. See, we don't know what is going to be the price. Means depending upon that dynamics, then I have to see whether I should build up the stock or not to build up the stock also.
Got it, sir.
And another thing, normally we source a lot of petcoke from BPCL. BPCL was going for major shutdown for 1 month. So I have to build up the inventory in the month of September because they are going for 1 month shutdown.
Mr. Arora, are you done with your question?
Yeah, I'm done with my question. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. My question is for the chairman. Sir, first, I would like to highlight that, you know, I'm a very old investor in Ramco Cements, and I have immense respect for, sir, what you and Mr. AVD have done in creating shareholder wealth in this company for the last decade. Sir, having said that, however, if I look into the last couple of years, I have noticed that, sir, we as a group have taken up huge debt, be it Rajapalayam Mills, which has nearly 1,000 odd crores net debt, Ramco Systems 70 crores, and now even Ramco Cements, I think, is at its all-time high debt of 4,700 crores. So, sir, given this situation of our group, and, you know, we all know that Ramco Cements is really the cash cow in this entire group. So, having given this background, I wanted to know that as a group, how are we going to manage this, you know, challenge of high debt? And as a shareholder of Ramco Cements, I wanted, sir, complete assurance from your end that, you know, the cash cow, which is Ramco Cements, we don't we use the funds only to deleverage Ramco Cement and to take care of the CapEx, and not, if possible, not use it in other way. If that is my first question, sir.
Yeah, we won't use this anywhere else. We don't do that.
Okay. Thank you. Sir, my next question is regarding two of our associates. So I was just going through today this related party transaction has come out. So there is this Madurai Trans Carrier. Now, I see we have spent almost 36 crores, which is huge, in first half of 23. So I wanted to understand why is this such a large number and what is this spend for? What service are we taking?
Madurai Trans Carrier is they are owning 2 aircrafts and they were owning 1 helicopter also. See, we used to hire them.
Okay.
And we used to hire them. Then now 1 helicopter, 1 aircraft has been sold. In that aircraft you are owning along with some other entity also. Not only Ramco Cement, we are sharing that facility with some other entity also.
So, sir, this 36 crores that we have spent this year, like for the full year, we have any figure? Because like our quarterly, this quarter PAT is 12 crores and we've spent almost 36 crores here. So is this part of core operating business or what is it? And if we can control this spend?
So that is why I told you now that the expense will be controlled.
Okay, sure.
Expense will be under control.
Lastly, sir, there is Ramco Cement's associate Link Logistics. There is not much information about what this company does, but just if I go through the annual report, last year it made a 20 crores loss and this year almost 36 crores loss. So what is the strategy here and what exactly is the business that we are trying to do? And how will FY23 turn out to be for this associate? Thank you.
See, the company was originally started by Mr. Abhinav for last mile delivery. Then while doing that business, we are able to understand that, okay, the models will be a little different and there's no big scope for that last mile delivery, but we have a lot of learnings from that that business. Now we are doing e-commerce, tech-based distribution system for the Kirana stores from the brands, that we are connecting the brands to the Kirana stores. So the brands, all FMCG brands, normally they deal with small distributor who have some localized, for example, take in Chennai, maybe T-Nagar may be an area, Mylapur may be a small area. They'll have distributor and they're two exclusive distributors. Now what Link has done, they have taken distribution almost for 25 competing brands and they have common facility and they also tech based for the distribution Kirana stores. So they buy goods, store goods, also deliver goods and collect payment from them. That is the business they are doing now. So now they are doing around 600 crores turnover per annum.
Okay. Sir, just last my statement, not a question, sir. I am an investor in Ramco Cements and I understand cements business. Now, this Link Logistics is in completely some unrelated business and it's making losses and the losses are just growing. So if we can take some decision of, in keeping in mind the shareholders, would be really appreciative.
Last 1 year there is no investment for Ramco Cement. Sure. Whatever investment was made a year before, last 1 year there is no investment from Ramco Cement.
That's comforting, sir. That's really comforting. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shah. There's a lot of static from your line.
Hello? Am I audible?
No, sir. Your audio is not clear.
Audible now?
No, sir. Can we request that you return to the question queue?
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So, regarding the Orissa Jio expansion, while it's appreciated that it's a low-cost expansion, I was just wondering about the rationale for the same. Because a couple of quarters back, actually, you were saying that East is not making much money. And even now, I don't think the situation is too different, particularly with new capacities coming in. So, what are the thoughts around further expansion into East India?
See, I told you it is not making much money compared to South. I never told you it is not making money at all. See, definitely for the expansion for, we have large limestone in Andhra Pradesh. To use that, definitely we have to be in the eastern market. And the nearest market is Orissa, we have to be there for us to grow. So we are seeing how to reduce the cost and increase the profitability. There we are making all the efforts. So now almost we achieved 100% capacity in Orissa plant, and also a lot of inquiries for our new products there, mainly from the infrastructure projects. So that is why we are embarking upon this expansion.
Okay, understood.
And now, it may not be as profitable as South market, but still it is profitable. We are not incurring loss.
Got it. And also in your presentation, there is a comment that you moved some clinker from Andhra to the Tamil Nadu plant. So this is only a short-term arrangement, right?
Yeah, I told you that it is only one time.
Okay.
We took some maintenance of two plants at a time, because if you see last two quarters, almost we achieved 100% capacity in the existing plants.
Okay.
So we have to take the maintenance at a time. Same time, we have to take the maintenance of two plants, so we don't want to lose market share in Tamil Nadu and Kerala, so we have to transfer clinker from Andhra Pradesh to Tamil Nadu.
Got it. And also, could you provide any update on the auction, the limestone auctions in Tamil Nadu?
That is put on hold.
Okay, any idea by when will it be revived and all?
I have no idea, sir. Okay. We have to wait, they will publish in the Gazette, we are waiting for the government announcements.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, sir. My question is on your fuel cost. So, based on data in the presentation, in second quarter, this quarter, basically we have realized $199. Last quarter, we said $178. And in fourth quarter 22, we also said $199. So actually, versus fourth quarter 22, our fuel cost has sort of not increased. But our like-for-like foreign fuel cost looks 500 rupees higher at least. So where's the disconnect here?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Based on data on your presentation, where you talk about blended fuel consumption per ton of material during the quarter, during last quarter, and every quarter we give this data. So in current quarter, we have given that as $199. Last quarter, we gave that number as $175.
Q1 it was 164, Q2 it is 199.
Okay, your presentation suggested something else. So Q1, Q2, it said 199. Q1, it said 174, 178.
Q1 is 164. And Q2 is 199. See, half yearly is 181. We are told half yearly 181. Q1 is 164. Q2 is 199.
How about Q4 last year? Same number?
Okay, just I will let you know.
We don't have it readily with us here.
Yeah, I'll be checking it.
Okay, so. Just a minute. We're looking at the trend.
Okay, right now I don't have.
But last year, half early, we can give you last year, Q2 was 97.
Okay, give you up some time.
Sure. I'm also asking this because last quarter we said that in next Q1.
I'll give you. Before end of this call, I'll give you.
Yeah, so in first quarter call, we said that foreign fuel cost is like sort of well contained versus peers, something what was mentioned earlier in this call also. And we are expecting around 5 to 6% kind of fuel inflation in 2Q. While our fuel inflation seems like over
20%. There is expectation, but unfortunately it fluctuates so much. Now. See, that is the problem. See, that is why even my last purchase was $160. Now again, I've gone up to $188 in the matter of 25 days.
No, for 2Q expectations, you talked about fuel inflation halfway through.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't have more than 45 days stock. That is the thing I was telling to you, na. See, I have only 45 days to 50 days stock. See, also we change the fuel mix depending upon availability, and also we want to conserve certain pet coke, and in between buy the coal urgently.
Okay, and so moving forward, is this $199 which we have realized in this current quarter, how should we expect it based on current set of inventory?
Q3 may come down by $10-$15, but Q4 again will go up by same $199.
Okay.
Q3 will come down, Q4 again will go up. That is the current trend as on today.
Right.
Tomorrow it can change.
Right. My second question is on capex. So we have while we completed this capex of AP new unit, we have closed this capex probably at 3,000 crores. First of all, is this 3,000 crore behind, or is this still like sort of ongoing? This 3,000 crore of capex,
there is the maximum amount it will go, because there is the maximum amount it will go. Still, it is ongoing, but they do not exceed that amount. Because because oil projecting first WHRS was not projected, then we have gone for it. Then we have gone for thermal plant also. See, a lot of ongoing, this one we are going on increasing our scope of work also. And the maximum cost will be 3,000 crores. See, unfortunately, what is happening, the steel price has also gone up too steeply.
Right.
Now it is coming down, so to that extent there will be some saving also.
Okay, so this Kurnool expansion is...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kumar. So may we request that you return to the question queue?
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumangal Navita from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thanks for the opportunity. The first question is more on a medium-term outlook on our capacity. So 3 years to 5 years down the line, I mean, what is the ambition in terms of increasing the capacity from 21, 22 million tons? And the second question is on the debt side. I mean, what is the comfort level of debt, both absolute and in terms of leverage? Do we expect next 1 or 2 years to focus on deleveraging and reduce to some comfortable level, or we continue with our expansion plan, our growth plan?
See, first of all, these first 6 months, definitely our gas flow has been affected by 400 to 500 crores. See, that only made you to be uncomfortable because the debt level. Otherwise, whatever I committed earlier, we might have met that, our commitment. See, number one. Number two, for example, Aranagar project also, we have taken 1 year ahead of the schedule because we thought Kurnool project was little delayed, that money we can make up by saving in Aranagar project. That is why we have taken a little ahead of the schedule. Otherwise, we wanted to take up only 6 months or 1 year later. See, that also we have taken ahead of the schedule. See, as far as 22-23 is concerned, definitely we are expecting 25-30% growth, definitely. See, as on today, our growth is around 33%. And the year end, definitely I will maintain this 33% growth. And the further expansions, see, first I have to, then next year also I am expecting 25% growth. Then next year we will review and we have, see, there are many expansion programs on the drawing board. But depending upon the cash flow, depending upon the debt ratio, leverage position, we'll decide. And whenever board approves that, we'll inform you.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have a lot of expansion program. Just we have on the drawing board. But we don't want to announce you because again we'll have a concern on leverage. Then there will be the argument will go on for telling that, okay, how you are going to fund it, these things. So whenever my cash position improves, then definitely we'll take the approval from the board and we will inform you.
So any level which we are looking where we can again resume an expansion plan?
Yeah, this is the maximum level. This is the maximum level we are looking at. This is a comfortable level. See, even 2010, we had almost 3,002 crores borrowing for the capacity of 7 million tons. And successfully, we are able to make zero debt company in 2014-15. So that is not very alarming. At the same time, okay, now because of uncertainties, we have to be a little careful.
Okay, so again, in terms of say medium term expansion plans, I mean, what are the new regions we could enter, or is it more will be consolidation and expansion in our existing region?
The existing region itself, we are seeing a lot of opportunities because now the infrastructure is a lot of spending is there. We are able to feed that market. See, previously we used to concentrate only on trade. Now we're a little bit aggressive in non-trade also, infrastructure projects. Also, Karnataka also, there's a lot of scope. The infrastructure itself, the project itself, take care of our expansion. Whatever growth we wanted, that infrastructure we feed, that definitely we can market it.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening.
Okay, before that, sorry, somebody asked about the petrol prices. I tell you, consumption, Q1 was $85, Q2 was $97, Q3 was $149, Q4 for $199. Again, this year Q1 was $164, Q2 is $199. This is the consumption rate. Okay, sorry, you can proceed with questions.
Yeah, hi sir. While you mentioned the blended fuel cost on a per ton basis, I believe on a per kilocal, this number may vary significantly because of the different calorific mix. So would it be prudent if you could share what was the fuel cost on a per kilocal for
per calorie? It will be around 2 rupees 20. Now, Assam today it is around 2 rupees 20 paise.
No, in second quarter, what was the costing you incurred on a per kilo cap?
Well, the thing I am telling, this is in the index. Yeah, well, this one was around 2 rupees 20 paise.
In Q2?
In Q2.
So Q2 and how, like...
Sorry, it will be more. One second. It will be around 2.7. 2 rupees 20 paise.
And Q1, what was the number?
2 rupees 60 paise. Yeah.
No, why this is confusing to most of us, sir? Because from 260.
See, again, the reason telling. See, these all depends upon petcoke and the coal also. See, we use coal also, alternate fuel also, depending upon that percentage.
Agree, sir. What I am saying is, if from 2 rupees 60 paise is per kilocal on consumption basis, so from 260 to 270, there is hardly any jump. While, if we see the input cost, or the it is almost gone up by 400 to 500 rupees quarter on quarter, which has dented the numbers. So how do we explain this? Because, if it was from 2.2 to 2.7, how do we reconcile this?
Give me the accurate figures a little later.
Sure.
These are all things based on the consumption I'm giving. Suppose all depends upon the alternate fuel you're using, that also makes the difference.
No, but I'm asking on the blended total consumption on a per kilo calorie.
No. What I given to you is whatever the cost of my pet coke I given to you. Whatever the 119 all these things, cost of pet coke I given to you.
Maybe. But that is not the blended fuel cost, right? That's only your pet coke cost.
Yeah. Yes.
Which makes this changing every quarter because the market is volatile when you are optimizing your fuel mix.
Okay, give me the details. I
sure.
Take the details and give it.
For next question, pertains to this CapEx number. Sorry if I missed in your earlier remarks. You know, this, if I look in Q1, your estimate for FY23 CapEx were between 800 to 900 crore, and now this is but there are no major changes in your CapEx plan, barring, you know, the Odisha expansion, it will come up next year, and the motor bridge cost will be incurred in for that next year. So what has led to this, 800-900 crore increase in the CapEx number versus Q1 estimates?
See, based on the whatever board approved, whatever the board approved, I'll give you. See,
CapEx
incurred, you're asking?
No. CapEx amount for FY23 during Q1 call, the guidance was between 800 to 900 crore for FY23. Now, if we look at the detailed presentation where you have mentioned...
So, at that time, Aranagar was not included. Limestone bonification plan at Aranagar is not included. That is why 29. See, at that time, the board gets not approved that. Then after that, board gets approved certain capital expenditures. See, whatever the board gets approved, that capital expenditure only, I can give you the guidance.
Sorry if I missed it. Aranagar is already an ongoing project which was announced earlier, right?
No. Aranagar... Money spent was not there. Apart from that, limestone beneficiation plant was not included at that time. Now the my limestone beneficiation plant is also, now we are going ahead.
Okay. And on you mentioned that on the leverage side you are comfortable. So if I look at net debt to EBITDA is already at 2.78.
Don't take this quarter, sir. This is one of the worst quarters I told you in the last 10 years. I can't take, based on one quarter, I can't decide what is going to be my EBITDA. What was my EBITDA before? Don't, based on one quarter, don't judge the
exactly.
Ability to meet the obligations.
So, where I'm coming from is that next two quarter you're mentioning that, the fuel inflation will remain sharp, and elevated only. You see, you're looking at sharp in cool down, and next quarter it will again. So, the earnings may remain impacted, and you will have a ramp-up cost also for the Kurnool project. So, is that...
So, ramp-up cost is already included. Already we started producing. Ramp-up cost is already included.
But ramp-up in Q2 would be only for 8-10 days, because Kurnool got commercialized only fag end of the quarter.
Clinker we started producing from June.
Oh, okay. So, the clinkerization, this Kurnool clinkerization cost inflationary impact is built into the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, last question if I may.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rafi.
No issues, I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible now?
Yeah, you're audible now.
Yes. Sir, two questions. First is power and fuel cost is definitely something which is beyond our control. But sir, if I had to ask you, what are the variables that the company is focusing on wherein we can actually optimize on the cost? This can be any of the variables on the logistic cost or any other cost heads. And also on discount structure, like the larger mills have indicated that there are certain tweaks on the discount structure to retain the GST benefit of part of the discounts wherein the companies cannot claim. Is that a variable also that as a company which is under our control, we can work on?
See, whatever discount we are giving, that we are giving GST adjusted. Okay, to that extent, we don't lose GST on discounts. We don't give any discounts outside GST. Number one. But if you see every other element per ton of, since our capacity has gone up, almost by 33% for the first 6 months, every other element per ton has come down.
Okay. So nothing on the logistics.
So we are focusing. See, we are focusing on every element. Not the question of one element alone. Every element we are focusing. And even though the pet coke and all these things are beyond our control, still we are able to source new source. You might have seen in papers, we are one of the earliest people to source from new source. We are able to bring down the petcoke cost for the entire, not only for the entire country. by $30-$40. See, like that, we are also scouting around, okay, what can be new sources so that we can bring down the cost.
Okay, sure. So my
please go through the newspapers, you can see that who brought the new source of pet coke to the country.
Yes, yes. So my second question is on capital allocation. During the call, you indicated a couple of reasons for going for incremental expansion. One was you indicated energy balance, and hence basically we are announcing incremental capex. Secondly, you indicated lower capex intensity, and third, you indicated that the change in market order wherein a new guy is there who is more aggressive. Sir, basic question is basically when we are looking at growth, and you also indicated Maharashtra expansion potential scope over there. So the question is, what is the minimum hurdle rate, minimum ROC that we look at when we are announcing any incremental capex?
The ROC, I'm expecting minimum 15% to 16%, sir.
This is post-tax, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, then if I have to just rewind a couple of years back and look at the situation, what is there in Eastern India right now, do you think we are able to cover that? And if at all we had to go into Maharashtra, will we be able to cover up for 15-16% ROCs?
See, when I started operations in West Bengal, my profitability was much more than what we are used to get in Andhra Pradesh. Almost 7 years we operated in a situation where my EBITDA per ton was much higher than what I am selling in Andhra Pradesh. So the situation can change at any time.
Okay.
So this is very dynamic, sir. That is what I'm telling. See, we have seen the lowest price, the Kerala price is even lower than Karnataka for 1 or 2 months. Now the prices are better than Karnataka. See, this is all very dynamic. Based on 1 quarter or 1 year, we can't take the decision. See, we have to see the long term.
Sir, I just wanted to squeeze one particular variable. Sir, what I've seen in all the expansions that we have, we do not have any fiscal incentives from the state government. However, the competition also has that, so they are always better equipped on ROC given pricing is there, cost is there, those variables are there, but they have a structural advantage over us when it comes to fiscal incentives. Any particular reason that why we have not been able to extract this out of state governments?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are operating states where we are developed states. For example, Tamil Nadu, industry-wise, they are much developed than other states. They don't want to give any incentive. See, same thing with Andhra Pradesh also, they have some incentive which we can't avail it at all. And Orissa and Bengal, we are having only grinding units. So for grinding, for Bengal, we may get some benefit, but they are not notified. See, in Orissa, the cement grinding units are in a red category, so they are not entitled for it. Whereas Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat, and even Karnataka give some self-tax benefit. When I put up the plant in Karnataka, I will be entitled for it. But as on today, I am not getting self-tax benefit from anybody. Okay, based on only sales tax benefit, we can't put up the plant because sales tax benefit is available only for certain particular period. It is not available for ever.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the answers. Wish you good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a few, couple of questions. On the detailed, thank you for all the details on the CAPEX. On that, there is a mention of CAPEX for the limestone mine at Jayantipuram. Can you please explain what's going on there? Is it the highest?
In Jayantipuram, some 8 kilometers away from our plant, we got big mining lease. Almost 100 million tons of limestone we got it. So now I entered into an agreement with railways that they will be willing to give 50% concession for transport of limestone from mines to my factory. And that will be dedicated. I have already railway siding. So we have to create some railway facilities, some loading, unloading facilities at my mines also. So that they are willing to, 10 years they are willing to enter the agreement. So that railway freight will be only 50%. See, that will definitely reduce my logistics cost in the long term. So what are the, again, this is a new capex. We have gone ahead. because the railway is suddenly told that we are willing to consider 10-year concession.
Okay.
So my cost of transportation limestone from that Bodawada mine, which is around 10 to 15 kilometers away from the plant here, will be reduced.
Okay, understood, sir. So on the Karnataka one, the I guess the limestone block is so close to Bangalore, which is why it seems the land acquisition cost is so high, which is also reflected in the land acquisition that we're budgeting for the next 1.5 years. Is there a risk that the given the location, the capital cost may end up being higher, and would environmental approvals also be slightly more difficult given the location? It's close to a main city, which is somewhat rare for a cement plant.
No, sir, it is not near Bangalore. It is near Wadi only. It is not near Bangalore. Near Wadi, the vast area. It is a vast area. It is over 2,000 acres. It is not a grinding unit. It is an integrated plant.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to buy land for the mines as well as for the factory. So it will be over 2,000 to 3,000 acres. We have to buy. And the capital cost, okay, we'll plan very carefully and we'll announce you.
Okay. Lastly, if I can squeeze one question on the GU expansion that you're outlining for Odisha, I would imagine the clinker is between the integrated unit at Jayantipuram, Odisha, Vizag. I would imagine there is no spare clinker in Jayantipuram. So are you... Would I be right in imagining that some of the spare clinker from Kurnool would be sent to Jayantipuram for this? No.
Kurnool will supply to some of the AP markets. See, today Jayantipuram is also supplying to some of the, for example, Rayalaseema area.
Hmm.
The Rayalaseema area and the Rayalaseema area is very near to Kurnool plant. So those spare clinker will be sending to Odisha grinding unit. That will be sufficient.
So you're saying there is spare clinker at Jayantipuram for the GU in Odisha, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Nandi from Ratnabali Investments Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. My most questions got answered. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Borucha from Jointer Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the premium product specifically. So currently in this quarter, we have about 25% of our sales from premium products. So just wanted to understand what is the total capex we have spent on this premium product and what would be a revenue potential from this?
See, the capex we might have spent over 200 crores because it is for the creation of the new silos, packing plant and all these things. See, the revenue projection is we want to go up to 30-35% of our top line. So whatever top end growth, 30-35% you can take.
30-35% of top line. Okay.
Yeah, top line.
It will be done in over next 2 to 3 years period, sir?
Yes, possible.
Okay. I just wanted to understand on the asset TO of this capex, sir.
See, more than the asset turnover, you have to see the brand image. See, nobody is saving such a variety of cement for different applications. That gives us a lot of mileage in the brand. Also, that is why our growth is much faster than other companies also.
So the reason I'm asking this question is because this product have higher margins around 25-30%. So suppose if the...
No, it is not 25-30%. I never told you that you give margin of 25-30%.
So...
25 rupees per bag. It is almost 8% to 9%, not 25%. I told you 25-30% of my top line.
No. Sir, what would be the EBITDA margin for this product?
EBITDA margin will be maybe 2-3% higher than the normal product. See, but one thing I want to tell you, this will give a lot of brand image. And also our growth can be faster than other company because I have specific product for specific applications, so that will pick up nicely.
Okay, okay. And what would be the price difference between the normal product and this?
It depends upon 15 rupees to 25 rupees depending upon the products.
15 to 25 rupees.
Again, the 25 rupees will not be fully realized because I have to give special packing. That will be cost me 4-5 rupees more.
Mm-hmm.
See, like that, there is one thing. See, definitely it is giving me higher price than normal this one. Also, it improves our brand image and also it accelerates our growth.
Okay, okay. So actually I read somewhere the revenue potential from this is around 200 to 250 crores.
So there is our remix, there is our dry mix plants.
Dry mix plants, okay.
Dry mix plants.
25-35% of this margin, right?
Yeah, yeah. That is dry mix plant.
And that contributes around 10% to our revenue? What would be dry?
No. It can be. See, each plant will be around 70. I told you, four plants around 250 crores. Then you can imagine what is going to be this one. No, this is only beginning. See, we can go. We can put up in many places. This is only beginning.
Mm-hmm.
See, each plant will contribute around 80 crores.
Okay, okay. So how many plants do you have of this?
Now we have commissioned two plants. Two more plants already we placed orders and the construction is going on. That will be commissioned next year. Then we plan, depending upon the value added products we are able to develop, because we have a lot of R&D is also going on to develop new products in those lines.
Okay, okay.
So the channel will also be different, so we have to carefully market it. We can't market this in normal channel.
Okay, so just a clarification, 80 crore, you mentioned revenue potential from one plant, right? Per plant, 80 crore.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Kamlesh Bagmar from Lotus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just on the part of the CapEx, like... as we had mentioned that we are going to have the enabling facilities where we have already spent for Kannur and these locations. So when can we expect the second line at Kannur, because we are already spending a part of that?
I'll wait for the board approval, sir. Once my board approves, I'll definitely keep you informed.
But can we expect in over next like a couple of years?
No, that is why I told you, no, let my board approve, let my care position improve, definitely we'll keep you informed.
Okay. And sir, secondly, for that Karnataka grinding unit, like say a quarter back, we had mentioned that we would spend roughly around 350 odd crore on that grinding unit, and work was expected to start in a six month time.
So in the meantime, what we have done, you know, we had one old Mathod plant that was shut down. Now we revived the grinding unit. See, now already we are dispatching 1,000 tons from that. We have plans to increase their capacity to 2,000 tons by minimum capex budget of from 10 to 15 crores. Then we will decide.
Okay. So there the capex.
Now that we got the mining lease also, then we have to decide. Okay, whether I have to go there or we can do something in Mathod to increase the capacity. That we are internally decided.
But the clarity on that expansion or the capex would be there in next 6 months time, or it will...
In next 6 months definitely you can get clarity on that.
Okay, but that would be within that range of 300-350 crore.
So it can be lower than that also. So.
Okay. And so...
Actually it all depends upon what are the facilities you like to have and what is your expansion program in the future. Since Orissa, we wanted to have the expansion program in the future in maybe even one more million tons. That is why we spent initially so much money. See, now we are spending 130 crores. Maybe the next 1 million ton even it can be cheaper than this.
Okay. But then the proposed spending on that Karnataka grinding unit, would that be on the board or as of now it has been put off hold? What is the status?
No, we are keeping the option open. We never, this one, we are keeping the option open. Now that the Mathod is doing, and with the Mathod plant as well as with the grinding facilities available in Kannur, definitely we can market reasonably this clinker produced from the Kannur plant.
But it is
not going to enhance my market share in different certain parts of Karnataka, so that grinding would be useful.
Okay.
See, now that the last two quarters, now cash flow is not that good. Just we are thinking at what odd point of time we should go there. Otherwise, already we identify the area.
Okay. And so for this Bommanahalli project, 350 crore land acquisition, which we have mentioned in our presentation. So eventually, like, what will be the timeline for that greenfield plant, or like say the commitment with the state government for coming out with the plant or the expansion on that particular location?
See, now just last week only we made application to the state government because the Karnataka procedure is a little different. Well, even before buying the land, you take the approval from the state government. Already we made application to the state government. See, we'll let you know. See, we'll let you know the progress. But anyhow, we got to complete the project within 4 years.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Great. Okay. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Two things. First, what was the trade share in Q2?
It's around 75%.
75%?
Yeah. Sorry. 69%.
69%.
Okay. 81%.
Yeah, and sir mentioned, correct me if I am wrong, sir mentioned that for the full year in terms of the volume, we can see the same 30% kind of a growth and the next year 23%. Is it?
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, on this volume growth, while you're delivering phenomenal growth, would it be, because the market may not be growing in these two places at even half the rate. So, you know, what is your thought in terms of the implications on the pricing and margin?
No, pricing, I told you, see, the pricing is very dynamic. See, just I'm hoping on lot of infrastructure spending. See, that is why I am projecting this increase, because the last 6 months we are able to get a lot of inquiries from NHAI and other infrastructure projects.
Mm-hmm.
This whatever inquiry we are getting is much more than what we expected. That is why we are confident we will grow by 30% in the next 6 months also.
Okay, so most of the growth you are looking at...
And trade we will not put any pressure. So whatever this one will be, go to the mainly infrastructure projects.
Mm-hmm. So margins...
Because of that, there will not be any pressure on prices. On account of that, our volume will not put any pressure on prices.
No, sir, trade versus non-trade, how does the margin profile differ, sir?
No, it's almost same. There's no big difference.
Okay.
In non-trade, the advantage is there is the saving logistics cost. There's no need for any stocking and all these things. It will go directly from the factory. Number two, there's no post-discounts. There's no gold scheme. Nothing is... there, that whatever the price is, fully realizable. Okay, to that extent, we have saved a lot of money on discounts and all these things. Also, logistics also, we save a lot of money because all these things go mostly in bulker directly from the factory to the site. There's no need for any stocking.
Okay. And two more questions. First is, this year CapEx will be around 1700 crores. So, fair to assume that, subsequently, your even Karnataka project will also come into... progress, the work on Karnataka project may start. So 1500 to 2000 crore annual capex run rate is what you would be looking at?
No, it will not be that much. Definitely it may not be 1500 to 2000, may not be there.
Because currently only for next year your target is around 700-800.
Yeah, see, that is thing as of with the current cash flow and what are the capital expenditure approved by the board, that is the projection.
Okay, sir. And yeah, that's all from my end. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dharmesh Shah from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for your opportunity. So, sir, we see if FY23-24 guidance, earlier capex guidance, we have almost increased by 12 billion rupees. I'm just trying to understand the figure because we don't include the 500 crore for Aranagar plant, 130 crore for Odisha, 160 crore for Gudavada and 350 crore for Bonamalai. So if you see this 1200 crore is mainly because of increase in this. So have you factoring any material figure for the preparatory work for the second line of Kurnool?
Yeah, I told you that. Yeah, it includes, yeah, my second line in Kurnool can be put up not more than 500 to 600 crores.
Sorry, I didn't get you. Second, pardon, please.
Second line in Kurnool, the single capacity, we can do it only with 500 to 600 crores.
Yes, I'm just trying to understand this incremental 1200 crore mainly because we are spending in this project, and it seems that we are not materially factoring any capex for the second line of Kurnool.
Second line, see, many silos have been built that will take care of the second line, and the railway siding has been built that will take care of the second line. Many other infrastructure also we have extended that will take care of the second line. And also the foundations for the second line is also already ready.
Got it. So can we get the figure like how much capex we are already factoring for the second line?
Maybe around 650 crores. Already we have mentioned in our annual report.
Okay, sure, sir. And the second question is just trying to understand from a capital allocation perspective, like in such an inflationary environment, why we are already spending for the second line, given that we already have a high debt in the books. So I'm just trying to understand the reason for spending for the second line.
Parmesh, please go through your reports. Every day, 100% go through your reports. What all the expansion announced by other competitors, you please go through that. What is announced by us, also you can go through that. Whether we are conservative or we are really aggressive, you also can put it in your report.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, my follow-up question to earlier question. So you talked about the fuel consumption cost in fourth quarter last year and current quarter, which is actually same at $199. Why are reported power and fuel cost per ton is higher by like 500 rupees per ton over same period?
See, there are two things. One is exchange rate. The exchange rate has depreciated by, that is why we are told in dollar terms. So rupee depreciated by more than 12%. You please take into consideration that also. And some OPC, PPC cost. There is a change in mix also.
Sure, sir. This was the only question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Srivastava for his closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for your valuable inputs and clarification around CapEx and debt. That concludes this conference call for today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you, Srivastava. The call is nicely arranged. Thanks for all the participants. The questions are very fruitful for us also, that lot of thinking, and we'll improve our presentation in the coming quarters.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.